Well, good morning, Cole. How are you, man?
Great. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Of course, one of the PBR Cowboys in town. PBR starts tomorrow, goes through the 11th, and a lot of money up for grabs, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you nervous?
Oh, a little bit. More pumped up than nervous.
Nice. I love his accent. Such a cowboy.
Right? Now, why did you start riding bulls? Did you start off with another event, and then you go, oh, I'm going to ride the bulls?
No, I grew up watching my dad fight bulls, and he rode them before we was born and stuff, and so we kind of just grew up around it, and we just my dad and my mom ended up getting us entered in, me and my little brother entered in sheep riding whenever we was like 4 years old, and
right.
I just picked it up ever since.
You can't say sheep riding, you gotta say mutton busting.
Yeah, mutton busting, mutton busting.
Come on.
We're a couple Wyoming kids in here.
Right.
So, yeah. Have you ridden at Frontier Days?
Yes, sir, I have last year.
Right on.
First time ever.
Now, are bull riders the craziest, or are there a crazier cowboy on the circuit?
Yeah, I'd definitely say the bull riders are the wildest ones, yeah, for sure.
Not the Bronx?
I don't know. I don't get to see a whole lot of Bronx riders because, you know, the PBR, it's just bull riding, strictly
right.
Bull riding. So we don't get to hang out with, like, the whole rodeo scene, you know?
You know, a lot of people aren't aware of this, but the bull is not in on the joke. So.
No, bull is not in on the jokes.
No, he's not.
Until they get to wreck us out. And then,
yeah.
Then it's all fun and games.
Right. Now, for somebody who's never been to PBR, what can they experience?
Man, I mean, honestly, if you have nothing, you know nothing about the sport of bull riding, if you know nothing about anything, a rodeo, this would still be awesome to go see. I mean, they blow it up and make it real cool, like fireworks, bunch of fire, you know, just real loud, and it's just a really cool event to see. So
it's like a rock concert.
For sure, yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's perfect in the society we live in. What are we, 140 characters or less? This is 8 seconds. So
right?
You're dialed in.
Yeah,
it goes quick.
And what people don't realize is not only the cowboy is the star of the show, but there's some pretty badass bulls that are also the stars.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's years and years of breeding with them bulls, man. They get taken care of better than we do. I mean, stock contractors are, I mean, real uptight about how they do their stuff with them bulls.
Which bull is the toughest bull that maybe you either go, yeah, that's a bull I want to draw, or I don't?
I mean, there's two different directions with that because, you know, they got the buckers that are hard to ride, you know, that you can be a lot of points on that just ain't very fun. And then they got the ones that, like, Bruiser. You know, Bruiser, you're going to be high, like, you know, at least 90 on him every time, and I mean, and he just feels so good to ride, and I mean, but so I'd roll with Bruiser. Yes, sir.
Genetically right. Speaking, to be a good bucker bull, do you need to have a good mother bucker?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I love you, Ken. And the answer is he takes the fifth.
Right,
So how's your year gone so far?
It's gone pretty decent. I mean, last year after the World Finals, throughout the year, my shoulder was dislocating on me real bad. It probably dislocated over 20 times last year. And so I finished out the year, went to the World Finals, and was having them tape my arm to my side to where I couldn't raise it up. And so right after the finals, I went and got surgery done, reconstructive shoulder surgery done. And so I was out for... I don't remember. About 6 months, I think it was. And so I missed the first half of the season this year. I had to come back during the break and just hit the second half of the season. So I didn't get to go all season this year. But, I mean, it's been pretty good, you know, for what I did get to go to.
Well, you're still in the top 35 then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Made the top 35.
That's amazing.
Made the World Finals. So that was the goal.
So there you go. We're on with Cole Livingston. Now, if you weren't riding bulls, what would you be doing?
Oh, I'd probably be boxing. If I wasn't riding bulls, I'd probably box.
Wow, that's cool.
I'd like to see you against Mayweather.
Yeah, right.
I want to hear what Connor has to say about it.
Well, we wish you the best of luck this week here at PBR.
Thank you.
And we hope you win a lot of money.
Me too.
And the shoulder's feeling all right?
Yes, sir. It feels great.
Nice.
All right, so everybody go out, check out Cole and the rest of the Cowboys.
Fun.
Going for a lot of money at the PBR T-Mobile Arena.